I think if you'd been in science and you wondered how on earth, you know, we're ever going to get to the bottom of this, what is the guiding concept? I think the most important thing there was that immediately you could see, well, if we could find out how the sequence of bases corresponds to the sequence of amino acids, because now we could define the gene not just as a blob, not just as a bead on a string, but we could define the gene now as a length of DNA. And that's also very important to recognize what Seymour Benzer showed roughly at the same time, perhaps a year later, was that he changed the idea of mutation being just something, you know, that deformed the blob, if we could say, into something that was a precise change at a certain position. In other words, he was able to show that the scale over which mutation took place was at molecular scale of the structure of the DNA.